This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today being the third Friday after the conclusion of the reference week, which is, should you be curious, the week that includes the 12th of the month. Yes, that was geeky. We learned this morning that 161,000 people got jobs in this economy last month and that the unemployment rate notched down to 4.9%. It is also, if it has somehow escaped your notice, the last Friday before Election Day, so we are going to spend the next 4 minutes or so talking about the intersection of those two things. We're going to do it with Neela Richardson. She's at Redfin. John Carney is at the Wall Street Journal, and they are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Neela, let's start with you and this jobs report. 4.9%, 161,000 new jobs, as we said. We've got a package on wages coming up afterward, and I know that's your big thing. But the good news on wages takes us to a place where maybe this growth can keep going, yeah?
Yes, we finally got the Goldilocks level of employment, right? It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's perfectly proportioned in all the right places, which is that big pop in wage growth. And so the great news is it's good showing some momentum going into the fourth quarter. It also means that it's an average enough jobs report that it's great political fodder. You can spin it any direction you want. It's not strong enough. It's too strong.
Right.
It feeds into the election cycle. But overall, it's showing a fairly healthy economy ending 2016.
And spun it has indeed been, John. But I am obliged to note that the S&P 500 closed today, even with its jobs report, ending its longest losing streak in 36 years, 9 down days on the S&P. That has to be election agita, right?
Sure. There's a lot of election agita. But I will say it is 9 down days, but it is the shallowest days in history. We're down like 3% over those days. The last time we were down for 9 days in a row, I think we were down 20%. So it is there is a little agita. I do think that if it wasn't just spun by politicians, by the way, today's jobs number. There were Wall Street analysts on both sides of the question of what does this mean for a Fed rate hike in December. Some people said, well, it doesn't necessarily give them the green light. And Fannie Mae's chief economist said it's a done deal. It's definitely going to happen in December. Conflicting reports on both sides.
We're going to pass on the inner workings of the mind of Janet Yellen for now, Neela. And let's play it forward to what happens on Wednesday morning, assuming this thing is wrapped up Tuesday night. Whoever gets this job come Tuesday has a bunch of work ahead of him or herself to take this economy to a place where maybe everybody's feeling the benefits, right?
That's right. Because what's missing, what's obscured in the jobs report is the shift from manufacturing to service jobs, lower paying service jobs. And that feeds into the crux of the angst that's been tapped by this electorate, the sense that the middle class is not sharing the prosperity that's being built by corporate America is real. And whoever the next president is, they'll have to address that angst and provide a plan for moving past it.
John, let me ask you basically the same question. But what happens once you throw Congress in the mix with a president who will have deep divisions behind him or her?
There will definitely be a lot of deep divisions. I think if we have a Republican Republican House of Representatives, possibly a Republican Senate, and a Democrat in the White House, that we will just get a lot more sort of stalemate. I don't think you'll get very much accomplished policy-wise, which will not be good for the economy.
Well, explain that a little bit, because my next question was going to be, what do we need to get accomplished economy-wise?
I think that one thing that would be good would be something like a sensible infrastructure expansion plan. That's possible if the Senate goes Democratic and you have a Democratic president, or if you get a Republican president and two Republican houses. But if we get divided government again, I think it will be very hard for them to work out any kind of deal, because none of them will think that it's in their interest, either in the Congress or the White House, to compromise with each other.
We need a government that gets out of the way of private America. If they can't compromise, if they can't come to agreement, if we do have a divided government, we need a government that at least stays on the sideline and doesn't become a spectacle and a sideshow in things like raising the debt ceiling, creating a budget for the economy. We at least need the private sector to be able to work unimpeded by uncertainty. Sorry, Kai.
You're going to throw a debt limit on top of this election? That's Neela Richardson from Redfin and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you two.
Thank you, Kai.
Have a good weekend.
You too.